What is a wife entitled to in a divorce settlement? Divorce can be a turning point in life where knowledge truly is power, especially for wives seeking to understand their entitlements in a divorce settlement. This understanding becomes your tool to navigate the divorce process with assurance.
Equitable distribution of community property in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, as in all of Texas, the law mandates a just and right division of community property, which includes assets and debts accrued during the marriage. This does not necessarily translate to an equal split, but rather what the court deems fair, which can be influenced by a variety of factors. Significantly, any separate property owned by the spouses is not subject to division. This includes assets owned prior to the marriage, as well as inheritances, personal gifts, and personal injury settlements received during the marriage.
Handling debt and financial obligations after separation.
When a marriage dissolves, both parties must also contend with the division of marital debt.
This includes any financial obligations incurred by either spouse during the marriage.
The court will consider which party is more financially capable of paying off the marital debt. However, even if the court assigns debt to one spouse, creditors may still pursue both parties if the debt was incurred jointly. Therefore, it is often advisable to try to pay off joint debts before finalizing the divorce or to reassign the debt to ensure that each party is responsible for payment.
Protecting separate property during asset division.
To protect separate property, documentation is crucial.
This includes maintaining records that show the date of acquisition, the nature of the property, and any actions taken to keep it separate from community property. The role of prenuptial agreements in asset classification.
Such an agreement is a legal document that a couple signs before marrying, which outlines the ownership of their respective assets and how they would be divided in the event of a divorce.
Exploring spousal support and alimony in Texas.
In Texas, spousal maintenance, often referred to as alimony, is not automatically granted. Instead, the court considers several factors to determine whether an award of spousal maintenance is appropriate. A spouse may be eligible for maintenance if they lack sufficient property to provide for their minimum reasonable needs and one of the following conditions is met.
1.
The couple has been married for 10 years or longer and the spouse seeking maintenance lacks the ability to earn sufficient income.
2.
The spouse seeking maintenance is unable to earn sufficient income due to a physical or mental disability.
3.
The spouse seeking maintenance is the custodian of a child of the marriage who requires substantial care due to a physical or mental disability, making it necessary that the spouse not be employed outside the home.
4.
The other spouse has been convicted of family violence within 2 years of the date of filing for divorce or while the divorce is pending.
Duration and modification of spousal support.
The duration of spousal maintenance in Texas is typically limited. The law provides guidelines for the maximum period maintenance can be ordered, depending on the length of the marriage.
1. For a marriage that lasted between 10 to 20 years, maintenance is generally limited to 5 years.
2. For a marriage lasting between 20 to 30 years, maintenance may last for up to 7 years.
3. For a marriage of 30 years or more, maintenance might be awarded for up to 10 years.
It's important to note that these are general guidelines, and the court has the discretion to order maintenance for either a shorter or longer duration based on the circumstances.
Child support and custody considerations.
Texas Family Code Chapter 154.125(c) provides a formula for calculating child support based on the non-custodial parent's net resources, which generally includes income from all sources minus certain allowed deductions such as taxes and union dues.
1. 20% for one child. 2. 25% for two children. 3. 30% for three children. 4. 35% for four children. 5. 40% for five children.
Impact of custody arrangements on divorce settlements. The court will consider joint managing conservatorship, similar to joint custody, or sole managing conservatorship, similar to full custody, based on what is in the child's best interests.
The primary considerations for custody arrangements include
1.
The child's physical and emotional needs. 2. Each parent's ability to care for the child. 3. The stability of each parent's home environment. 4. Any history of family violence or substance abuse.
5. The child's wishes, if they are 12 years old or older. Retirement accounts and pension rights. Dividing retirement savings and pension plans.
In Texas, retirement accounts and pension plans accrued during the marriage are subject to division upon divorce, just like any other community property.
This includes 401ks, IRAs, employee stock option plans, and government or military pensions.
Understanding qualified domestic relations orders, QDROs.
A qualified domestic relations order, QDRO, is a legal order that comes into play in divorce proceedings involving retirement plans. A QDRO recognizes the divorcing spouse's right to receive a predetermined portion of the account holder's retirement plan. In Texas, QDROs are necessary when dividing retirement benefits because they are the means by which retirement plans can be split and distributed between the account holder and their former spouse without triggering tax penalties.
Negotiating for fair retirement asset division.
Negotiating a fair division of retirement assets can be challenging, but it's critical to ensure financial stability post-divorce. It may involve trade-offs, such as one spouse keeping the family home in exchange for the other retaining more of their retirement savings.
When negotiating, spouses should consider
1.
The current value of the retirement assets. 2. The potential future value or income stream from pensions. 3. The tax implications of withdrawing from retirement accounts. 4. The age and health of each spouse. 5. Contributions made by each spouse during the marriage, both monetary and non-monetary. Protecting your interests in a fault-based divorce.
If you are filing for divorce on fault grounds, or if your spouse has filed on fault grounds against you, consider the following steps.
1. Gather evidence.
If you are the one claiming fault, collect any evidence that supports your claim, such as communications, financial records, or eyewitness testimony. If you are defending against a fault claim, gather evidence that refutes the allegations.
2. Consult an attorney. Work with a family law attorney who has experience handling fault-based divorces in Texas.
3.
Consider financial planning. An experienced financial planner, particularly one familiar with divorce, can help you understand the long-term implications of the divorce settlement and help you plan accordingly.
4. Stay focused on the big picture. While it may be tempting to focus on the immediate emotional aspects of fault, it's important to stay focused on the long-term effects of your divorce settlement.
When to consider litigation in divorce proceedings.
While mediation and settlement are generally less adversarial and costly than going to trial, there are circumstances where litigation may be necessary.
1.
Incooperative spouse. If your spouse is unwilling to disclose assets, negotiate fairly, or participate in mediation, going to court may be the only option.
2.
High conflict situations. Issues involving domestic abuse, substance abuse, or mental health concerns may require court intervention to ensure the safety and fairness for all parties.
3. Complex financial matters. If the marital estate is complex or involves significant assets, litigation might be required to ensure a just and right division of property.
4. Child custody disputes. If parents cannot agree on what is in the best interests of the children, the court will need to determine custody and visitation arrangements.
Compassionate and professional assistance from Family Matters Law Firm, PLLC.
With our assistance, you can move forward with confidence, knowing that an attentive legal ally is watching over your rights. If you find yourself at the crossroads of divorce, reaching out to Family Matters Law Firm PLLC is a proactive step towards securing a guide who can assist you in claiming what is rightfully yours and beginning a new chapter of your life on solid ground.
For experienced legal guidance, contact Family Matters Law Firm PLLC today at 210-997-2914 to schedule a consultation.